Hey, this is Trey, the really awesome group with their really awesome podcast about Brave New World. I am Trey.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Mallory.
And what we're going to talk about today is how Huxley decided to include directors who are seemingly unconditioned in the novel.
Yeah.
Okay, so as we all discussed our thoughts about why the directors were included into the book, we came up with the conclusion that the reason was that the author would like to include a medium in the book, which was a mixture between the conditioned people and the savages. Since the directors knew all about their history, but they were also conditioned and were a part of the conditioned world instead of the savage world.
All right, well, I think the directors were in the book was because Huxley wanted to show that even though they were in a perfect society, that when the director had that child, that he was already trying to go back to our society, which then again made it seem like that their society wasn't as perfect as it all seemed. So... Alright, what we're talking about today is just why Huxley put the directors into the book and why we think their specific characters are important.
If the directors weren't in the book, then no one would know the history behind everything and what it would, and they wouldn't know what it would be like without
being conditioned.
Yeah, if no one was conditioned.
Yeah, I understand.
In my personal opinion, I think he put them in the book for a happy medium because the conditioned people are such an extreme to where that everything is perfect and whatnot.
And then
the savage people are such an extreme to where, like, it's craziness and chaos and order. And so the directors are organized and conditioned somewhat.
But yes,
so it's like a bridge on our world.
So it kind of connects everything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they're also the ones that, like, just control everything, so, I don't know, it's the leader role plus the bridge into our world just kind of just, like, puts your feeling into the world where it's like, oh, I hate that place, but yet, you know, like, there's no poverty and no hunger and stuff like that, so you're like, oh, well, maybe it's good.
And it gives you something more closely you can relate to.
Yeah.
Because everybody looks for, like, something you can relate to in a book or a movie. And, like, you can't really relate to the conditioned people because you don't really understand. And the savage people are just too chaotic to relate to.
Yeah. But also, like, in the savage world, you know, you got Bernard, who sees all the actual compassion and stuff that they have that their actual world doesn't have. So... You know, it's just a good book. All right, well, this is our podcast. Thank you for everybody listening. I'm Trey.
I'm Mallory.
I'm Kelsey T.
I'm Kelsey M.
And thanks for listening. See you later. Bye.